grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Lord's Day, the 11th chapter of St. Matthew, verses 2 and 3. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" As I thought this past week about the Gospel for this Sunday, my thoughts turned, as they often do, to C.S. Lewis, who was surely one of the greatest witnesses to Christ our Savior during the last century. He's perhaps best known as the author of the Narnia Tales and of the Space Trilogy. He taught English literature at Oxford and then at Cambridge. He was in his youth an atheist and only came to faith as a relatively young man. But one of the most surprising events in C.S. Lewis's life was his rather late in life marriage to an American woman by name of Joy Davidman. But long before Lewis met Joy Davidman, he told the story of his conversion to the Savior in a book which he named Surprised by Joy, by Christ, who is joy. And now later in life, Lewis was, in a different sense, surprised by joy, this time by Joy Davidman. And it was a wonderfully happy marriage. But when Joy died of cancer, after only 4 short years of marriage, C.S. Lewis was simply devastated. His friend Chad Walsh writes, "The loss of Joy plunged Lewis into the very depths of despair. His religion, which had seemed so sturdily based, began to crumble, and a meaningless or malevolent universe opened up at his feet." In today's gospel, we meet John the Baptist, whom our Lord called the greatest born of woman, the messenger of the Lord, like the prophet Elijah foretold by the prophet Malachi. John had indeed preached repentance without fear or favor. He told King Herod to his face, "It isn't lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." But where had this all ended? It had ended in the loneliness and misery of Herod's grim dungeon, with John, a broken man, sending his followers to Jesus with the anxious question, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And the point is this: if even these great witnesses to the Lord Jesus knew their times of agonizing doubt and darkness, we need not be too surprised nor too greatly distressed in our own times of darkness. Nor dare we forget that the Lord Christ himself was, as the author of the letter to the Hebrews tells us, he was in every way tempted as we are. In every way tempted as we are. Crying out in the darkness surrounding the cross, my God, why? John the Baptist sends his followers to Jesus with the question, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? The answer John receives is not some miraculous deliverance from King Herod's dungeon, but a simple word. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up. And then the climax. The poor have good news to preach to them. The poor have good news to preach to them. The poor in spirit, who know that in themselves they are nothing and God is everything. John, languishing in prison, is such a poor one. And to him the good news is preached, the good news that is Jesus, the enfleshed love of God. And to us too, this same word that is Jesus is given. Jesus who says to John, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me, or as the translation in the New English Bible puts it, and blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith. Blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith. This lowly, meek Messiah, who comes not with irresistible power, but with utterly rejectable love. John the Baptist, languishing in prison, had only Jesus' word to go on. For faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Yes, among those who were born of women, says Jesus, there is risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And who is this least in the kingdom of heaven? The little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay, our Savior, in whom is all our hope. John the Baptist heard and received this word given and went on to seal his faith and witness with his blood. And C.S. Lewis, through much struggle, found his way back to enlivening, triumphant faith. In Lewis's book, A Brief Observe, which was first published anonymously, Lewis tells both of his struggle and of his victory. And I want to end this morning with some very poignant and ponderable words from that book. In reflecting on all that had happened to him in the loss of his wife, Joy, Lewis writes, my idea of God, my image of God, has to be shattered from time to time. God shatters it himself. God is the great iconoclast, the great image breaker. Could we not almost say that this shattering is one of the marks of his presence? The incarnation, God in the lowly flesh and blood of Jesus, is the supreme example, because that leaves all our human ideas of Messiah in ruins. Many are offended by this, and blessed are those who are not. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.